This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. In Proverbs 31, we find these words, "A woman of valor, who can find?" In Jewish culture, Proverbs 31 is sung every week on the Sabbath and read at the end of a woman's life at her funeral. It's the ultimate praise for any woman. Here's Yael Eckstein with an encouraging story of a true woman of valor.
One of the most joyous moments in the entire story of Exodus, and perhaps in the entire Bible, is the singing and rejoicing that occurred after the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea. This was a climactic moment of God's miraculous escape plan that was decades in the making. God's hand was never so apparent, and the people rejoiced for the good that He had done for them. In thanksgiving, Moses led the people in a song of praise to God. His sister Miriam also led the women in song. They played music also. But where in the world did the women get those tambourines from in the middle of the desert? Did these instruments just fall from the sky? The Jewish sages share a beautiful explanation. They say that the Israelite women, in their great faith, prepared these instruments while still in Egypt. Led by Miriam, these women refused to give up hope that the day of salvation would come. They made these instruments so that when the day came, they would be ready to celebrate. Let us remember that it's not enough to talk about faith. Like Miriam, we need to be willing to act on our faith.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. If you would like to learn more about what it means to be a woman of valor, visit holylandmoments.ca to download a free copy of the Fellowship's newest devotional. That's holylandmoments.ca.